learn, because Kobe might have to leave. So let's learn some Torah over here. The truth is, I don't know how much chiddush we're going to say for Kobe. We have to sound some chiddush because I wanted to speak out here a little bit in Yonei Tfila. So I figured I'm going to speak out an idea from the Ramchal, which I'm going to connect a little bit to the Parsha. The Parsha as well, which I think is one of the very important yesodos of Tfila. And it's also very a couple clear, simple points that we can take with us really on a daily basis, especially for guys like you guys who are saving the world, but you're out there in the world, and there's a lot of world around you, and not necessarily Yiddishkeit-based medrash always around you. So I think these yesodos of the Ramchal, which will connect to the Parsha, are very, very yesodi for a Yid in his avodas atfila. Okay, so we're gonna base our ideas on the Ramchal and Derech Hashem in Perek Chamishi of Chelek Revi. Okay, so in Chelek Revi is when he goes through the different mitzvahs and different parts of avoda which we do, and he really gives a nice explanation of what's behind it and how to really connect this to a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. So the first idea that the Ramchal talks about here, and then again, we'll connect him, Mr. Hashem, to this week's Parsha, where Yaakov Avinu, right, everybody knows the beginning of the Parsha, he's doing tefillah, right? There's tefillah, but the tefillah is in conjunction with other things, right? Rashi explains that Yaakov Avinu prepares himself for his encounter with Esav with three different ways, right? He has Doron, he has a gift, he has Mochama, he's ready to go with, and he has tefillah. And I think specifically in this parsha in the Torah, and especially with Yaakov Avinu of all the Avos, it really embodies one of these important yesodos of tefillah, which the Ramchal speaks out. So the first thing the Ramchal talks about by tefillah is that he's addressing really one of the basic questions of tefillah, which everybody asks, right? When you start tefillah, we think it's such a basic thing, but when you think about it, it actually makes no sense, right? That we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the famous question we all ask is, when you think about it, what's the point of davening? Hashem knows what we need, and if he knows what we need, so there's no point of us saying it. And if we're asking for something that we don't need, so then Hashem knows not to give it to us. So what's the point of asking? So the first idea that Ramchal brings down is that he may not starim shesidra chachma eliyona, one of the orders that Hashem put in the world. It means the way things work, the mechanics of how the world works, is Julios Hanivroim Mikabim Shef Mena Yizbarach, is that the creations are going to be able to receive the bounty from Hashem, right? That word Shefa, you guys heard a lot from Rabbi Eid last year, so you probably heard that word a lot, Shefa, okay? But it's not only the Hasidim that talk about it, all right? But Shefa, okay, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving over, he's overflowing with bracha to give us. And the way for us to get it is she is Eiru Heim Elov, that it has to come from us. V'yiskarvu lo v'yivakshuponav, that we get close to him and ask for it. So number one, it has to be instigated by us. And number two, k'fi his Eirusam lo, k'ni moshe chaleim shefa. Depending on how much and how much effort and how much seriousness and connection, what he calls his Eirus, how much we're really aroused to be involved and to ask Hashem for the things that we need, that will determine the amount of shefa that Hashem gives us. And if we're not misari, it won't come to us. So there are a couple yesodos that we see from it. Number one is that, and this is answering that question, what's the point of davening? Is that he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants to give us everything. He wants to give us a tremendous amount of shefa and bracha. But the way he created the world, and that's Aleph Beis. But the way he created the world is that we have to be the ones initiating, right? And on a deeper level, we all know this concept that really the whole point of the world is that we are the ones earning what we're getting, okay? Which is a basic yesod that Ramchal speaks out. The Nefesh HaChaim talks about this in Shaar Beis. I once heard a beautiful explanation from Rav Weiss, from Nassim Weiss Shlita over here in Eish. So he said that the Nefesh HaChaim speaks out that it's as if Hashem, you know, created a world that works with money, right? That Hashem, you know, like monopoly money, you know, everyone gets a little bit of money and then you buy things with the money. Hashem obviously can give everything to anybody. He doesn't need a world. He doesn't need us to do anything. But Hashem created the world that is dependent upon us. And so to speak, he can't do anything without getting the money for it. We need to pay for it. There needs to be enough circulation of money that's buying certain things in order for them to work. So in order for Hashem to be able to give us the bracha, right, we have to be the ones initiating it. So Hashem dafka created the world where, like, we know he's looking for us to be engaged. If the whole yisod of the Bria is for us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for us to find Hashem, like we mentioned many times, the concept of an oilam is Lashon He'elam, like the Sfasemes talks about. What does He'elam mean? Jack, remember? He'elam is that something is hidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself in the world, meaning he makes the world as if we're the ones that are in charge. My internet connection is unstable. That's the thing I never want to see. Does everybody still hear me? Because I'm going to have to start asking Kobe for, like, computer tips. The first time I ever did Zoom was with Kobe in the summer. And he's like, Rabbi, okay, press that button now. That's the one that says unmute. And then press this button. So I've learned the unmute button, but not much more than that. Harrison, are you here? Because I can't see you.
Yes, Rabbi, I'm here.
This is an amazing, I feel like I'm elated right now. This is a very, very special moment for me. It would be more special if I could see you, Harrison. But anyway, back to the shir. So, Halam. So
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead. Before Kobe leaves. Yeah.
If it's all about, like, meaning having a hand in your own, like, I guess, hashgacha pratis in life and, like, using those monopoly money dollars to, like, spend on something and just, like, have a hand with Hashem in your life, what would you say then about, like, davening for someone who's sick? Like, if I'm davening for someone else, like, having a hand in their life.
Beautiful. So that could be the same idea. That there is also an aspect. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Rasa talks about this in his book, the different ideas of how your tefillah works, let's say for a chola, but on a simple, without getting to all those pratim, is that Hashem wants, part of helping you is helping the people around you, right? So Hashem wants you. Hashem wants to heal the sick. He wants the sick person to daven for himself. He also wants you to be davening for the sick person. He wants to heal that person. So part of the avoda is that it's going to be initiated by us, by the person himself, by the friends, all of that. I'm saying it on a simple way. Your question could be more complicated, and there can be different levels of that. But I say in a simple way, the way I'm presenting it here through the Ramchal, I think that's enough. Yeah, he wants to hear our engagement. So number one is just like the reason. Really, the question is not a question at all. What was the question? What's the point of davening? Hashem anyway knows everything. Yeah, but the whole point, what's the point of creating the world, right? The whole point of us being here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be the ones ki'ilu running the world. And this is what the Nefesh HaChaim writes in Shar Aleph, back in the days where we learned Shar Aleph. Remember that, Harrison? Harrison also used to hear Shar Aleph the morning after there was not an Islanders game. Then he would hear Shar Aleph. Now, we're not going to get back into the details about that, Harrison, but the bottom line is that the Nefesh HaChaim in Shara Aleph talks about the fact that what does it mean to be a Tzelem Elokim is that we're ke'ilu running the world, right? Just like Hashem creates, we're also creating, and we're pulling the strings. So it's really not a question. It sounds like it's not a question at all, because that's the way our whole existence here is in the world, and it's all really an illusion, right? Hashem is Be'etzem running everything. But in as much as our world exists in our reality, so we are the ones that are in charge, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over the ability to run things to us. So Hashem is saying, if you ask Hashem, how does he want to run the world? He wants to run the world, that he wants to give us everything, right? Just like he wants to give us all the schar, right? But just like he wants to give us schar and do mitzvah, he wants to give it to us, but he has to create a world where we're the ones that are initiating that and deserving. It's the same idea, really, I think the Ramchal is saying by tefillah. By tefillah, it's all there ready to go. Hashem is like sitting there, like ready to hand everything out. So when you're coming to davening, it's just like, okay, I'm just bringing it down. It's all sitting there waiting, and it's like in the vending machine. You've got to put in the money, and then it comes down. That's not much what it is. So that's the first idea. And he finishes off again with a little bit of chizik, which is that Ne'alden Baruch Hu chafetz v'rotze shetir b'tovas v'ruv b'chol zmanem. A lot of times we're saying, oh, why is he doing this? And I have to daven. Hashem is saying, I want to give you this. It's all this stuff ready to go. It's in the vending machine. Just put in the money. But I created the world works with money. You need to be able to pay for things. So the paying for this is the tefillah. But when we initiate and we, again, and the idea is that we're creating that relationship and we are bringing Hashem into our lives and bringing Hashem into the world, so to speak, that it's up to us to bring him into the world. So the more that we make that connection, the more he's going to allow us to have that. But that's what he's waiting. It's like he's just sitting there waiting, like just, and the next time you don't know if you want to daven, it's just like, all you got to do is Hashem is like waiting there to hang something in you, right? Just to drop that ball of money, or that to get you into that college or whatever you do. And all you had to do is go to mincha. Like, I don't have time for mincha. Like, he's waiting there just to give it to you, but you have to be the nish. So that's Chafetz Verotza Shatir Batovas Briv Vachos Banem. And he gave us this ability to do this avoda day in and day out. Through this avoda, we're going to be able to receive this hatzlacha, success, and the bracha that Hashem is trying to give us. Based on what we need, so Hashem will give us everything that we need, but we have to initiate. Okay, that's point number one, which is a general yisod in all of avoda, but it's no less in tefillah. So I believe that's really the idea, that just like we said, when it comes to all our mitzvahs, we understand that we have to work for our mitzvahs and we have to overcome the Yetzer Hara, even though the point of all that is just to give us schar. The same idea is with tefillah. Hashem wants to give us everything, but the avoda has to be that we're initiating this connection, and therefore Hashem will release all of the bounty. Okay, that's point number one. And the second thing which I really wanted to focus on is here in Os Beis of the Ramchal, is Amnam Omek Yoyser Yesh Binyan. There's a much greater depth to this whole idea. The first thing we're saying is a mechanical thing, right? Hashem created the world, you gotta ask, then he gives it, it's all ready to go, but you gotta pay the money. He says, but it's really much deeper than that. Why did Hashem do that specifically by tefillah? And here's something where tefillah is a different, on a different level than everything else, right? Up to now we're saying tefillah just fits into the regular framework of all of avoda. But now he's saying tefillah there's a much deeper point. And this is what's really nageya to all you guys, chas v'shalom, that are in secular colleges, chas v'shalom, but you're there, baruch Hashem, and you're being mekadeshim shemayim, and you really are, and it's actually amazing to see you guys and always to hear from you. But this is a much deeper point, and this is really where it connects to Yaakov Avinu and to all of us, especially when you're in these type of environments. And that is, Kina Adun Baruch Hu. Now we don't teach this to you when you're in Aish, because we don't want you to hear this. But Kina Adun Baruch Hu, what he did is Nasan La Adam Deya Lios Menayik Asma Bolama Besechel V'Tfuna The Hemes Hamasa Olav Hashem. In creating the world, he gave us a tremendous burden, which is what? Lios mefakeach al trachav kulam. He put us in charge of everything. We need to fend for ourselves. We need to go out there, take the world, figure out how to make ourselves food and money and to take care of ourselves. And Hashem Dafka had that in mind. And he explains the idea is because Yakro shel adam v'chashuv, the man is so chashuv, so he has the seichel and he's able to take care of himself. Right, as opposed to other creations of the world, they don't know how to take care of themselves, but man has the seichel to go figure things out. But the second part is that it's not stam that he has a seichel. Hashem wanted us to go out there and be involved in the world. Right? We're not, right? If Hashem didn't create us to be hermits and to have no connection at all to the physical world, because then what was the point of creating a physical world? What was the point of creating NYU if not for Jack to be there? Right, but no, but anyway, right. In other words, there is a world out there in whatever form that takes on, whether it's going to be in a secular college or it's going to be later on. I mean, most people you have to work. You know, you can't only work in a firm. There's going to be a world out there which has a lot of mundane, physical, non-ruchnius aspects to it, and Hashem wanted that. Haraya, what's the biggest proof? Because He put us in this world. He made us a physical being. With physical needs, with the Yetzer Hara, and we have to be involved in that world. So Hashem's whole kavana in the world is dafka, that we should have an asek olam, that we should have involvement in the world, v'likasher ben yodav, to be connected to it. And he says, v'zeh m'mashe m'kaimu v'matzav anosh z'charnu l'mal, right? That's the whole concept of being human and having this physical state. Shuder chol v'lo kodesh. As the Ramchal talks about in the beginning, right? Hashem could have just created us as souls. He could have just made a soul, and that the soul just basks in the glory of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he didn't. He made us a guf. So that shows us that he wanted us to be in a state of chol and not kodesh. Why is that? The way Hashem saw fit that in order for us to be able to achieve our greatest heights and to really achieve greatness is that we're going to be involved. At this time, during Olam HaZeh, and Olam HaBa is going to be different, but in Olam HaZeh, in order to earn Olam HaBa, we have to be involved in this type of physical world with all of these mundane surroundings. And he says, on the one hand, it's a yerida la'onuyana, right? And I'm sure all you guys, being out of Eishet Torah, being out of Yerushalayim, HaKodesh, there's some type, there is a yerida there, right? Even Karstad, I mean, it's hard to imagine him having yerida, but there's some type, you feel something that it's not the same connection. So the Ramchal really develops this beautiful idea, which is there's a catch 22. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, and there is a paradox. There's a paradox, there's an inherent paradox in our world. On the one hand, we need to be in this world. We need to be in a world that's not only Ruchni, because only by being in a physical world can we really overcome and have Bechira and to be Mekadesh this world and to elevate and to make something of ourselves. To be in a totally Ruchni world, there's no point. And like we said before, the world is Lashon Ha'elam. It's things are hidden. We have to find Hashem. It has to be clouded with things which bring us away from Hashem. And that's the whole point that we're created. So on the one hand, we're in this world, which is meant to be clouded and not a clear connection to Hashem. And we're supposed to be involved in that world. On the other hand, that world brings us down. So how do we work this balance? How do we, on the one hand, be involved, on the other hand, not be brought down? So he says it's a yerida, but it's a yerida mitzarechas lo. It's a necessary yerida. The goremes lo ali achar ked kibur b'chelik rishon. So it's a necessary yerida that, on the one hand, yeah, we're going to feel that yerida. It's not, you know, no matter how much of Rabbi Hirschman you hear on tape, you're not living with Rabbi Hirschman when you're in Yena Platz over there. Right, you're not, so you feel the yerida, right? But it's the yerida that's going to cause you an aliyah. Ulam kamoshi yerida zu mitzarechas alafin yana ba'olam hazeh. So even though it's absolutely necessary, because the only reason we're in this world is to overcome the challenges and to be in a situation where things are not clear, and is there Hashem, is there not, and do I want to do the right thing, and I have my family pulling me and telling me these ideas that I don't agree with. Hashem wants you to have those struggles. And if you didn't have those struggles, there'd be no point of you being alive. On the other hand, those struggles bring you down. So he says, even though the struggles are necessary, it has to be that the struggles are not too much. It can't be that they're bringing us down more than we need. Because the more that a person is mistabich, the more that he gets entangled, the more he's going, you know, you don't know if you have to go to the Giants game, but I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I'm just saying the more that you get entangled and you're going it, so the more it's misrachik min ora elyon. So then you're being misrachik min ora elyon, mischachik chosid, it's more choshech. So yeah, we're supposed to be involved, but that every bit that you get more pulled in, there's more choshech and you're less than connected to HaKadosh Baruch. So again, we have this paradox that we have to be involved, but on the other hand, it's bringing us down. So says the Ramchal, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? A beautiful thing. And it happens to be Siyata Deshmaya that Kobe is about to daven. Because Hine Heichen HaBoyri Yisborach Shemo Tikun Zeh, he created a Tikun. U'mashi Yakdim Ha'aldam Yiskar V'yam Levon Yisborach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get close to Hashem. U'mimenu Yishal Kol Tzorchov. The fact that we decide that we have to daven, and we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we, but all of Yashich, we throw all of our needs on Hashem. That's the first and foremost and the essential part of your ishtadlus in this world. So the point that even though you're going to spend the rest of your day, you're going to go out after your shachris, and you're going to be for hours upon hours involved and surrounded by things that have nothing to do seemingly with ruchnius. Because they're darkei ishtalus anosh. That's the normal derech ishtalus. I got to go to NYU because for whatever reason. So that's the normal ishtalus that I have to be there. Yeah. So lo yikari shi yistabech v'yishtakei abu gavnei zuchamris. That one feel that you do in the morning, that will set the tone for the whole day that you're not going to be entangled in the gashmias. Kevin shikvar hiktim betol akol bo yizboruch. Because everything is hinging on Hashem, so you've set up the whole day. If a person just goes into it and like his whole day is this, they're like, oh, I'm going to, if you set up, and Hashem, you know what? I'm going to have 8 hours now. I'm going to have classes. There are going to be girls. Can you believe there are going to be girls in the class? There's other ideas. There's going to be some koifers getting up, talking about some philosophy. If I just go into that that I don't know, I'm going to, but Hashem, you know, I'm about to do this, but I'm setting the tone right now. I'm connecting to you and I'm going to ask Hashem, I want you to give me everything and everything is totally on you and I want you to help me. That creates that everything you're doing after that is all within the realm of Ruchnius and it prevents Velotia Yiridos Yiridira, but that means whatever your reader you're going to have after that will not be, or your reader will not be such a strong reader, but it will be Tisamach Adiatikun Azesha Kadamla. It will allow you, it will be hinging and resting upon that Tikun Yudilachatriya. And this is true. We have mincha and ma'ar, right? So we have scattered throughout our day. We have an ability to just recharge and to just focus everything. The Rambam says that the Rambam writes in a letter that when he's in Mitzrayim, he didn't have time to learn sometimes the entire day. He would be the whole day dealing with the Sultan and then all the patients that came to him. But it could be that we go a whole day without really having much ruchnius. Chas v'shalom, we're not going to do that. But a person once in the morning and then another time in mincha, he just sets the tone for everything. So what he's saying now is like this, is that it's not stam that Hashem wants you to daven to him. Yeah, of course Hashem knows that you need him. He knows what you need and he knows everything that's going on in your life. He knows what's necessary for you, what's good for you, what's bad for you. But davening is an opportunity to focus and to connect in a way that will carry you throughout everything else you're doing that day. And when a person is focused and he says, you know what, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what I'm doing now. This is what's important. I'm about to embark on a whole day where I don't see you and I know I can't be focused on the Gemara. When a person has that, he's mocked in everything and he's miskariv to Hashem and he stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Hashem, I need your help. And you want me to be in this world and you want me to go and get, I have to go to college and I have to go and get a job. I have to do all these things. But it's all within the context of I'm serving you and this is part of my ishtablis and I realize everything is coming from you and you're going to be the hand delivering everything to me. So that is makadish everything in the whole day. There's no better person to do this than Yaakov Avinu, right? Yaakov Avinu, as we see, right? He does three things. It's very interesting. In the tefillah, so Rashi says right away, he prepares for three things. He's about to fight a war. He's about to start now, you know, being obsequious. Harris, you like that word, obsequious? They teach you guys in college? Okay, he's about to kiss up now to...
Of course, Rabbi.
Yeah, he's about to kiss up to his brother, Esau. He's about to involve in all of these, like, not ruchnius think of things at all, right? Like, flattering other people and, you know what's that's basic? What's that flatter? You know, it's like making connections in the business world and, you know, that's what it's representative of, right? That's what the opposite of Hashem and ruchnius and fighting wars and trying to conquer... Right, Rav Asher Reznik always love to quote his line. He says, "When a person is doing ishtadlis in the world, he has to think with his mind as if nothing is playing any role except for Hashem, but with his actions as if he's in control completely." Right? Somebody owes you money, and you can take them to court. You don't say, "Oh, Hashem, you can take the guy to court. I'm going to get the guy and I'm bringing him to court. I'm bringing my adim and I'm doing all my lawyer, whatever you can do." Right? I don't understand. If Hashem's taking care of it, what are you worried about? No. When I'm acting as if I'm in charge. But what's going on in my mind is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling all the strings. And that was Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu of all the Avos was so involved in this world. Yaakov, but more than any of the Avos. Yitzchak was pretty much ruchnius his whole life. We don't even know so much of Yitzchak. He's by the Akedah. He's learning. He doesn't leave Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't marry more than one wife. Everything is pretty, right? He's in ruchnius. A few stories that happened of Avimelech, but besides that, ruchnius. Yaakov's whole life, working and fighting and trickering and then different wives and different issues. He's involved with every single issue under the sun, with Parnassa, with relationships. He has every type of nisayon that we all go through in our life and 10 times more. Yeah. And yet Yaakov is the Ish Emes. He's the Ish of Torah. He's one that represents the Shlemus of Avodah Hashem. Why? Because Yaakov was able to say, you know what? I'm about to go now fight a war. I'm about to go into all these things with Esav. I'm going to be in the business world. But you know what, Hashem? I'm davening it to you. I'm telling you, Hashem, listen, I need your help. And everything I'm doing is within the context of you helping me. And I realize this is just my hishtadlus. And I'm not going to get caught up in it. And it's all centered and focused around you and what you can do. Okay, now I got to do what I'm doing. So now whatever he's doing the rest of the day is all in that, with that focus, with that lens. And therefore, it doesn't take away from his level. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, after all the trials and tribulations that he had, was connected the whole time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learning, to everything ruchani, even though he was basically his whole day and his whole life involved in everything besides Ruchnius. He was the epitome of Ruchnius. And that's really a very, very important so. I think these two things that we have to take in mind is, number one, is that Hashem is waiting to give us everything. The first yisod of the Ramchal, Hashem, he's just sitting there. It's in the vending machine. He just wants to give it to you. The next time we're lazy and we don't want to go to davening, Hashem is saying, look, I have everything lined up. All you got to do is give me the ticket, give me the money, and I'm giving you this stuff. So that's a very, very practical tool that can help us going into davening. Because, yeah, Hashem knows that he's waiting for us to come and initiate. That's what this world is. We initiate. We create. We're the ones running the show. We have to give Hashem the money to work with, or else it doesn't work. So that's a very practical tip, which is very helpful for us. We're in difficult situations. We don't have time in davening to make sure that tefillah is something very chashuv. It's like you're not getting, it's just wasting it. It's where they're ready to go and you're going to waste it. But the second thing, which is a little bit more profound, and that's really what we all have to remember, no matter what we're involved in, is that everything is centered around the Kaddish Baruch. In the end of the day, nothing is up to our ishtadlus. I don't care what degree you get, you go to WashU. It doesn't matter what, that's not what's helping you in life. WashU is not what's giving you the money you need in your life. Okay, this is your ishtadlus. So you decide it's your ishtadlus. Good, so this is your ishtadlus. And you're going to make every effort, like you're going to go to shir every day and you're going to stay connected. But sometimes that might mean davening. It might just mean I'm going to daven in the morning and I have 10 hours of finals today and I have to just be involved in all of this cramming material and a million things I'm going to do. I'm not going to barely think about Hashem, Chaz Hashem, the whole day. But you know what? My whole day is Avodas Hashem. And my whole day is recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me everything I need. And this is just the shalas I need to do. So I could be fighting a war. I could be studying for finals. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter seemingly how divorced it is from anything Ruchani. Those few minutes in the morning, hopefully more, 15, you know, half an hour in the morning or 10, 15 minutes in the afternoon, Marav, to be able to just reconnect and just to focus everything is a very, very profound yesod of tefillah. And for that itself is a very, very chashuv thing. And when you want to push yourself to come to mincha, come to Marav, just remember, you know what? My whole night is going to be revolving around this Marav. If I do this 10 minutes of Marav, so then everything else I'm doing is in the context of HaKadosh Baruch and recognizing that Hashem is running the world and it's setting the tone for everything else that's going to happen the whole day. Okay, guys, some lessons from the Ramchal. Kobi, I feel bad if I was boring you here.
Perfect timing. It's not a great. I would say Chazara, but it's not Chazara.
Because this is, I know everything is Chazara for Kobi. But anyway, this is a little bit of a Yosoid and then connected for a little bit for the Parsha. But anyway. It was geschmack seeing everybody. I'm hoping to see everybody soon. Harrison, you still owe me a trip. It's about 3 years now. You say you're coming like every month.
Every month, Rabbi.
Yeah. Karstad, are you coming January? Nice. Okay.
We late know December. Late December.
Late December. Gavaldik and Sammy also. Sammy, where are you holding? Oh, Sammy's quiet. Sammy's in the middle of a final. Okay. He's still cold out there. Anyway, but Mirza Shem. Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see everybody. Everybody should be zeichet to have a beautiful, a great winter. And Mitzvah Hashem, lichtik Chanukah. And light up the night. Light up the colleges.
Amen.
And be mechazek. And it's great to see everybody. And kol tov, shavua tov. Oh, here's Sammy.
I'll be there for a couple weeks.
Oh, Bezat Hashem. Okay, we're looking forward.
Hopefully.
Okay, guys. Tiskel Mitzvahs. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much,
everybody. Kol tov. Bye bye.
Rabbi, by the way, I'm back. I'm back in the Bava Metzia Maltish.
Yeah, in my Bava Metzia, really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. You're getting ready for the winter when you come.
I am. I don't know about the Bechinas when I show up, but
it's all nothing.
I'm in the new Mishnah, new Sugya. I'm in it. Gavaldi. I was fathering over Shabbos. It's gonna be
awesome. I'm so excited.
Gavaldi. All right, Rabbi. Speak
okay,
soon.
Okay, Jack. Thank you for coming. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.